This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Britney Spears has been guzzling energy drinks and staying awake for up to three consecutive days. Yep, she knocks back Red Bull, Celsius, and other caffeinated beverages nonstop, which is actually not that uncommon for the cray-cray. People who struggle with their mental health crave the high that caffeinated drinks provide them. Hit me, caffeine, one more time. Billie Eilish, 21, and Jesse Rutherford, 31, have broken up, though the split was amicable and they remain friends. They started going out together all the way back in October. Back then, Eilish gushed, quote, "I'm at a point in my life where I'm known by a person that I thought was the hottest f***ing f***er alive, and I pulled his ass," unquote. Heartwarming. Fast 10 just opened in theaters, but Vin Diesel is already looking ahead to the future. He was in Rome attending the world premiere of the 10th film in the Fast and Furious franchise and said that Universal Studios had asked if the producers could make Fast 10 into a two-parter. Then, after seeing some of the footage, they asked for three parts. Of course they did. Ka-ching! Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez were having a tense conversation several days before red carpet photographers snapped them, appearing to bicker at an event. Ben and Jen were also seen cruising around Beverly Hills in Affleck's SUV. The window was down, and Ben appeared irritated while Lopez seemed timid. Geez, must be fun dealing with Affleck's pouty face. Lisa Marie Presley's family have reached a settlement in the battle over her trust. Legal counsel for Priscilla Presley and Riley Keough worked out a compromise at an LA courthouse. Priscilla's lawyer said, quote, "Everyone is happy, unified and together and excited for the future," unquote. Well, Elvis would be happy that his family no longer has suspicious minds.
Dead or alive?
With the news that parent company Paramount Plus was shutting down MTV News after 31 years, we remembered the longtime face of MTV News during MTV's glory years, Kurt Loder. Dead or alive? Alive. Loder, 78, hosts the monthly program True Stories on Sirius XM's Volume Channel. Well, barely alive. The love fest between Johnny Depp and his international fans continued at the Cannes Film Festival, where they heaped the actor with praise before the premiere of his first movie since the Amber Heard trial. Depp, who was in France to promote Jean de Barry, where he stars as King Louis XV, received a 7-minute standing ovation inside the theater. Well, at least he didn't vomit on himself. General Hospital actress Hayley Puyos, 24, was arrested and charged with a DUI after she was involved in a car accident here in LA. It was she who drove down the wrong side of the freeway and slammed into another vehicle. The driver of the other car was seriously injured and is hospitalized. Puyos is off the show. For now.
Guilty!
Britney Spears has a fascination with knives and even sleeps with one under her bed, a new documentary claims. Britney Spears' The Price of Freedom, which aired on Fox, claims the pop star lives in mortal fear that someone will come into her home in the middle of the night, strap her to a gurney, and take her to a psych ward. Which, at this point, seems pretty much inevitable anyway.
Idiot of the Week!
Ariana Madix claimed Tom Sandoval and Raquel Leviss's months-long affair began shortly after her beloved dog died on August 2, 2022. When Madix called Leviss to confront her, she said the affair started on a date that corresponded to right after their dog Charlotte had to be put down. And now, those two-timers have broken up. Idiots! Sweden won the Eurovision Song Contest 2023 with Loreen's song Tattoo. The show was held in Liverpool on behalf of last year's winner, Ukraine, because it couldn't be staged in Ukraine due to the ongoing war with Russia. Second place went to Finland-born Karija and his song Cha-Cha-Cha. So, a Swedish race to the finish. Janelle Monáe, last seen in the Netflix film Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, has released brand new music. However, it's the promo for her album that's getting her a lot of attention. In the promotional video for her album The Age of Pleasure, Monáe is shown coming out of a pool wearing a t-shirt without a bra. Methinks we all need to get a life. Nice nips though. Ooh. Mayim Bialik is standing in solidarity with striking writers. She's one of the two hosts of Jeopardy, which films at Sony Pictures Studios along with Wheel of Fortune. She walked off the set and she said she won't be back until the writers' strike is settled. The show will continue, though, with the other host, Ken, I'm a scab, Jennings, stepping in and taking over her slots. Landon Barker showed that he shares his dad Travis Barker's sexual interest in feet after he posted it in a TikTok video. In the clip, the 19-year-old sang along to Bad Things by Machine Gun Kelly while gazing at Charli D'Amelio's manicured toes. Travis, drummer for Blink-182, is a well-known foot freak. Like deviant father, like deviant son. The Trash Bin. Kris Jenner was mercilessly mocked as off-brand after claiming in a new TV ad that she was the mastermind behind the Doritos Cool Ranch Papadilla at Papa John's. The 67-year-old Kardashian's self-proclaimed momager has been accused of making the whole thing up and being in what may be the worst ad ever produced. You be the judge. Oof.
The news wrap-up.
MTV's parent company, Paramount Global, shut down MTV News after 31 years and also laid off 25% of its staff. Vice Media filed for bankruptcy protection to enable a sale to their lenders Thoros and Fortress. The iPhone 16 Pro will have a bigger screen and a periscope camera. Apple's next big iPhone update will let you create a digital voice that sounds like you. Embrace the changes, people.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Fast 10 is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Morgan Wallen's One Thing at a Time is the best-selling album for the 11th week.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
Spare by Prince Harry returns to the top of the nonfiction chart.
The Jonas Brothers, Kevin, Joe, and Nick, began their career back in 2005, making appearances on various Disney TV shows until landing their own series, Jonas. That led to films like Camp Rock, Camp Rock 2, and their own 3D concert experience documentary. Now, they've announced the dates for their highly anticipated 2023 North American Stadium Tour. It's official, the trio posted on social media. 5 albums, 1 night, the tour. Their new album, The Album, was recently released featuring this track, which we love. Here's the Jonas Brothers with the song of the week, Waffle House.
We never knew how to forfeit, but we always knew how to talk. But we always knew it would work, 'cause if something made us red, if something got us in, all before the night ends. No, don't get stressed, it's gonna get figured out. All deep conversations at the Waffle House. Headstrong father and a determined mother. Oh, that's why some nights we tried to kill each other.
That was the Jonas Brothers with the very fattening song of the week, Waffle House. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.